The White House Report.
President Trump is making his decision known Monday night in a primetime address to the nation on his pick to replace U.S. Supreme Court Justice Kennedy. The decision will be final when it's announced tonight. According to sources, the president is still vacillating between two or three people. But meanwhile, this is a big day and a big announcement, a huge concern for some of the civil rights community. I talked with Mark Morial, head of the National Urban League.
The Senate should not vote or consider the confirmation of anyone he appoints until after January.
Why?
For two reasons. Number one, there's an active competition for control of the Senate this fall. Number two, I think that the fact that this president and this administration are on an aggressive criminal investigation being led by Mr. Mueller should not be dismissed. I would also add that I would like to see the Senate press any nominee to commit to recuse themselves from consideration of any matter in any way related to the investigation should they become a justice of the Supreme Court, because I think it'll be an absolute conflict for them to consider any issue that might come to the Supreme Court on the investigation after having been nominated by President Trump, who is the subject, the target, or person of interest in this investigation.
Now, I understand it clearly about the Russia probe with Mueller, but on the other piece, do you think, could it be viewed as a ploy, a political ploy, just to wait for after the election? Because we saw what happened with Merrick Garland.
Let's say this. Mitch McConnell introduced the idea, quote unquote, that the voters should have a say in who the next Supreme Court justice is. The appointment of a justice is a two-part process. It involves two branches of government, not just the president, but also the Senate. Mitch McConnell made the argument that because, quote, the presidency was contested and we should allow the voters to determine before there's consideration of a justice. Now, why doesn't the same principle hold now that the other branch of government, which is the branch that has to vote to confirm, its control is up in the air? So I saw Mitch McConnell trying to make a distinction that there was no presidential election. But that's a sleight of hand. It's a two-branch process to install a Supreme Court justice. The president shall appoint with the advice and consent of the Senate. It's not just a presidential appointment. It requires Senate confirmation. So we believe strongly that there ought to be no consideration so that the voters can send a message as to what type of justice they want. This is a pivotal seat, April. We could lose so much if a justice who's hostile to civil rights, to human rights, to individual rights, to the Bill of Rights, is nominated for confirmation.
I'm April Ryan, and you are in news.